Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Toy of the Week podcast. I'm Adam Paulus, and this week's Toy of the Week is several toys because they all showed up at once, and I'm going to write about them as a group. You may have heard of Transformers Combiner Wars because I'm very fond of it. We're currently selling a Generation 2 box set of Superion. Menasor will be up soon, and there's going to be other stuff I am not at liberty to discuss. But right now, we had it in stock for a little bit, the limbs, the core. We didn't necessarily have enough to fill all back orders yet, but we have more coming, and they should be here next week. So I'm talking about Skyrain. Skyrain is a new combiner team invented by Hasbro for this line. It has not existed before. That's why you don't recognize the name. The torso is Skylynx. Yes, that dino bird Skylynx. And his limbs are Wheeljack, Hound, Smokescreen, and Trailbreaker. And he actually is named Trailbreaker now. The set of four limbs we had in stock briefly. You can order it for our next shipment right now on our website. And Skylynx ships with Bruticus. Onslaught. So if you missed Onslaught and you want Skylynx, I would recommend ordering the pair from us now because it should be here soon. And that means that if you order in a timely fashion, you'll probably get yours relatively soon. I don't want to give you an exact date because then if I'm wrong, you'll hate me. But I would say if it's still February in the first week or two of 2016, go ahead and place an order. You'll probably be pretty satisfied with the results. Especially since the toys are good. The limbs are remolds and reshells. Wheeljack is basically Sunstreaker and Breakdown with an all-new car shell and a new car head. And of course, new deco. Same articulation, same transformation, functions basically the same way, but it has a completely different look to the car. Which is a great thing to do, because, hey, they didn't have to do that. It would be terrible if they didn't. But the end result is a very new-looking toy that feels and behaves similarly to the toys you may already own. For better or for worse. He has a sword, silver-painted black blade, and I am fond of it. It's very white. Super white. If I were a political comedian, I would make a joke about it being ready for the Oscars. But I am not, so I'm not going to. And it fits pretty well, and I am currently using him as an arm on my Skyrain. The other arm is Hound. Hound is a green recolor and remold with a new head of Swindle. Swindle came out, of course, as part of the Combaticons team. It's good. It's pretty much exactly as good as Swindle, so if you like Swindle, you're gonna like this. If you didn't like Swindle, it's more of that. It's got a white little star on the hood of the vehicle. And it makes a good arm. It's a pretty good robot. Very bulky. I think it makes a better limb than it does an individual toy, so I have no problem with it being part of Skyrain. I still really love my 2009 Universe Transformers Hound, which I might have talked about on this show back then. I don't even remember. But it came with Ravage as a little cassette tape, and you can mount it on the back. It was just perfect. Superb. Very nice. On fleek, as the kids may say. But this is still good, too. It has a little silver gun, painted silver. I'm not sure what color it's molded in. I don't want to scrape off the paint to find out. But Hound's good, and you can order them in the set with these other guys, including Smokescreen, which is a straight-up repaint of Prowl. So the light bar is on top, and it's just not painted light bar colors. It's red, white, and blue. Looks good. Has a silver-painted shotgun, and articulation and everything is what you expect. The mold was previously used as, let's see, Streetwise and Dead End and Breakneck, because there's a lot of uses of this mold, and there may be more. There's also the Generation 2 versions of some of those cars for the Stunticons, which, again, are due in about a month and a half-ish. So keep your eye on, hopefully, your favorite site for more on that. Poses well, looks good. Smokescreen's head is painted nicely. The 38s on the car sides look a little weird, but it's functionally great, and it makes a really nice leg for Skyrain. Rounding out the limbs, this is my favorite limb in the set, Trailbreaker. You might say, but Adam, we just got Thrilling 30 Trailbreaker, and it was fine. I don't need another one. Maybe, maybe not. They remolded Trailbreaker in more ways than I would have expected. They took the mold originally used for Off-Road, which was also remolded as First Aid, and I think that's all I've done with it domestically so far. It's black, blue windows, new head, and both of his arms have been retooled. So one arm is a gun arm with a 5mm hole. The other arm is an arm. And it's an arm. The head looks great. It's mostly unpainted, blue eyes, black face area. It doesn't quite have the same expression as the Thrilling 30 one, which remains amusing. It's a little less wide. It's a little bit skinnier. So depending on your perspective, it's probably a better cartoon Trailbreaker, while the Thrilling 30 one was a better comic Trailbreaker from the IDW series. It's not saying anyone's perfect. They take liberties in each way. This is a truck with a bed, and the original Trailbreaker had a camper back to it. So it may not be exactly what you want, but it has the yellow, orange, and red stripes on the side, silver wheels. It's pretty gorgeous in every mode, and I had a lot of fun futzing with it. I kind of dislike the fact that he has to be a leg, because it's such a good standalone toy. I've heard some people tell me that I'm wrong, and it's a terrible limb. I disagree. I really like the truck. I think it's great, and I hope you like it too if you get one. It includes a black axe with a painted silver blade. I think that's the right term. It's not like, is it a head? Is it a blade? I don't know. But it's pretty good. And the Autobot symbol is silver and red, and there's a few of them, and it looks good. That's pretty much all I can say about the limbs. They each include a comic book, full-size reprint, and you're in for a good time if you buy them, read them, and play with them, I think. Especially if you bought Skyrain, because Skylynx is an update of the Dino Bird, one of the most ridiculous Transformers ever. I mean, it's amazing how angry people get if you just insinuate that it is preposterous. But it is. It's a space shuttle with sort of a cargo container underbed. The space shuttle originally split apart from the bed and formed a bird, and the lower part formed a puma. And this version doesn't separate because you need to be together for all the combiner bits. No, you could probably have come up with a way to do it. So basically you get sort of a hybrid dino bird thing with four legs, 5mm holes in the bottom of the front feet, which I couldn't believe, articulated wings, opening mouth, the neck's articulated in a few places. Quite nice, actually. It's a little small, but it's not... Well, okay, small for Skylynx, perfectly sized for Combiner Wars. The Puma mode is completely removed from the shuttle mode, or the, for lack of a better word, robot mode, but the Puma head shows up as the Combiner head. So you get a white, red, and blue chest region with a gold Puma head and a white, let's say, Dickie on his chest. It looks good. The tail becomes a chest ornament. The Autobot symbol looks good. The wings have gold and red Autobot symbols. The articulation is pretty nice. A little bit looser than the other torsos, so you'll get a different range of motion. The hips don't quite ratchet as stiffly as Superion's or Motormaster's. Well, Menasaur's, I guess, because Superion... Yeah, Silverbolt. You know what I'm saying. It's a good set. I think I got my money's worth out of it. I'm happy to have the extra Bruticus because I needed one for reasons. And it's absurd. I mean, when you just look at it right now, I was just thinking about this the other night. I was looking at, I got a shelf recently that I can fit all my Combiner Wars guys on. And I realized the only one that really looks uniform is Devastator. If you look at all the other guys, they're just a mishmash of weird colors and stuff. And at least for the Combiner Wars line, I don't know how the unreleased ones that haven't been released yet are going to look. Victorion's going to be uniform in color, which is nice. But when you look at Skyrain, it's a red, white, and blue torso with white, black, blue, and red, and green limbs. It doesn't make a lick of sense. Again, neither does Skylynx, I know, but it's weird. Oh, I forgot to mention, Skylynx has two swords that combine to form a larger blade. One fits in the other one's tongs. And I didn't realize that at first because I'm a little slow. But it's nice. And I think you'll like it. Get it if you can. We should be restocking these very soon, so put in a pre-order, or you can wait. You might not get it if you wait because it's going to get snapped up immediately when it gets here. But I expect there should be more soonish. Oh, I forgot to mention one last thing. Trailbreaker has a newly retooled combiner hand foot. The piece that becomes the Skyrain foot or hand. The fingers and the thumb were retooled. The fingers are even painted silver, which stunned to me because they don't usually paint that part of these figures. It's a little hard to pry out of there to use it as a hand, at least on my sample, but it works well otherwise. It's a good foot. It's a perfectly nice foot. And that's all I got for this week. I am approaching lunchtime, and I gotta go to New York in a few days for Toy Fair. I will do my best to report back from you, for you, from there, because I can speak. And I hope you have a great weekend and a great next week, because I am not going to be able to record, because I'm going to be messed up on Friday morning and in a different time zone, probably wondering where I am and how I got there, because I don't get a lot of sleep when I travel to the East Coast. That's another rant entirely. So I will see you next time on the Entertainment Earth podcast. While I'm gone, you can check out the news blog at news.entertainmentearth.com and follow us on Twitter and Earth, and subscribe to our fantastic newsletter, The Satellite, and get updates there. I don't know what we'll be posting over the next week yet. Not being coy, really don't know. Otherwise, I'd say, hey, we got this great thing coming up, and I'm assuming there's going to be a great thing coming up, because every week there's something that I want, but I don't know what it is yet. So stand by for more on that, and take care of yourselves. Don't freeze to death. I'll try not to. Now, I know everyone lives in that area, and it's, you know, you get used to the cold, but I live in the desert. So, yeah, it's different. It's very different. Kind of a shock, but I'll get through this. It's going to be okay. See you next time, everybody.